Okay, so we're picking up here in Simon Reish Samech Gimel. Just a couple of corrections for last time. I spoke about the Shulchan Harav, the person, if a woman forgot to light candles, it's not being a shmoshos. So Shulchan Harav holds that you can tell a goy to light candles. He even holds, hey Josh, welcome. Do you hear the connection?
Hi, Silverman.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. Glad you're able to join from afar. I'm just going to put you on mute so we don't get the background noise. You can unmute yourself when you have a question, okay? We're holding in Simon Reish Samech Gimel. Just two corrections for last time. I mentioned the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if a woman forgot to light candles on Friday night, so in general, Shvenesh Mashos, we learned that there's a heter of asking a guy to do malacha. So she can have a goy light candles. He holds, you can even say a bracha on the goy's light. That's the chiddush that he says. But I was asked, what about later? Let's say we use past Beit HaShemashos. So the chiddush is no heter past Beit HaShemashos. The heter is only during Beit HaShemashos. Part of the heter of Beit HaShemashos is Mir L'Akum. We're not going to allow Mir L'Akum on Shabbos itself, unless it's a case of a chola, etc. But not just for candles, we won't. So we paskin that you're allowed to have a goy light. But we ask him, you shouldn't say a bracha on that hadlaka. Okay, that was the one ha'ara. The second ha'ara, Meir asked me, what's the din if a woman lit, said the bracha before she lit? We mentioned last time that we follow the Ramah, the second day in the Ramah, that you light after, and then you say the bracha. You light and then you say the bracha. Even though most of it was over the siyasa, you say the bracha first. By Hadlakas Neir Shabbos, out of concern that maybe there's a Kabbalah Shabbos through the recitation of the bracha, so first they light, then they cover their eyes, they must be nana, they see the bracha, and then they uncover it. So the question was, what happens if a woman lit, said the bracha, can she light? Or do you say that the bracha is a Kabbalah Shabbos? That is the Shaila. So Zacharim talk about this, and they assume that a woman could still, she didn't have intention of Kabbalah Shabbos. She made a mistake. She said the bracha first. The Emek Bracha argues, the Emek Bracha is Talmud Biskarav. So he wants to know that she really shouldn't, she should have her husband light in that case. That maybe the bracha is a Kabbalah Shabbos, but we don't hold like that. Lachal, we hold that if she mistakenly said the bracha first, she'll follow the other day that you can say a bracha. It's like all mitzvahs. You say a bracha and then you light. Okay, let's begin in Sif Yud, Reish Tam Kibbutz Sif Yud. The Baal Halachas Gedolos came and she did near Shabbos Chal Alav Shabbos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos holds that the Kabbalah Shabbos is through the Hadlaka. So even though it's half an hour till Shkia, as soon as you light, it's your Kabbalah Shabbos. And Nesar Malacha. Al Pi Zen Uhagas Ksas Nashin. There's a minig of some women. Shachash Berachov Idliku Neres Meshlichos Eretz Apsila. The match they use to light the candles, they don't extinguish it because they're choshesh that by lighting, they were mikavel. Shabbos. Okay, so that's a minhag. It's not so prevalent, but there are women who have this minhag of dropping the match. It's like a double chumer, really, because women today light and say the bracha. So the chashash, the chora of the Kabbalah is the bracha is the Kabbalah. They didn't say the bracha yet. So you have to assume that, no, the hadlaka itself, the etzem hadlaka, is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So once you're a madlik, so then you should drop the match and don't extinguish it.
It's because of kibbutz. It's something to do with
hadlaka. It's kibbutz. No, it's
kibbutz. So I'm going to ask, that's what we always say. People always say, if you touch something muktzah, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, you throw it down on the floor right away. But you're not supposed to do that. You can put it down somewhere if you want or something.
Right. Here's Altskibu. You shouldn't wave the match to put it out. You should rather just let the match burn up on its own as you put it down. Okay. So that's your minute. That's the minute. It's not necessary, but it's... Some say that a woman can make a tenai. This is very relevant. Talach al-Maisa, a woman's running late, so she didn't have a minch yet. So can she make a tenai that she wants to light on time and she wants to have a mincha after? All things being equal, in Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't have a mincha after. So it seems like we only try... Some say a tenai doesn't work. So the psak, the acceptance of psak, is that she's allowed to make a tanai for a tzarech. What's a tzarech? So is mincha a tzarech? So some folks could say, no, it's not a tzarech. She should marry, have married twice, meaning it's not enough of a tzarech. Some say, no, mincha is also a tzarech. She wants to go to the kotel. So she wants to light and then to get into a cab. Go to the kotel. Is that okay? So some folks can argue into that. They say that's not really a real tzarech. You know, a real tzarech would be to go to the mikveh. If the mikveh is far away, so she wants to light and go to the mikveh, she makes it tonight, she's not mekabel Shabbos. It's not something we're supposed to do keseder. It's something that women have this minhag of being mekabel Shabbos through the halakha. Men don't. Men can light, and then they don't need to mekabel Shabbos. But women follow this practice that the Kabbalah, the halakha is, because that's their mitzvah, they're more machmir about it. They assume that the halakha is mekabel Shabbos. Unless there's a real need, like I said, to go to mikveh, some say even davening mincha, but not just stam that you want to visit somebody for dinner and they live far away, so it's better that you light over there, or better that you walk, etc. Okay. Fine.
Rav?
Yes.
Why wouldn't she be able to daven mincha, though, after she lights?
So if she's Mekabel Shabbos, it's now already Shabbos. So it's like a Tarek Nesasre.
I mean, at least for me personally, like when I'm walking to Mincha, like to my shul, which is like a 10-minute walk, usually on my way there, in my mind, it's already Shabbos.
Right. I mean, it's true that we already are knowing. First of all, some people drive to shul, meaning after their wife lights, they drive to shul. That's everybody's independent, right? You're allowed to do that. But you weren't Mekabel Shabbos. If you were Mekabel Shabbos, then really you shouldn't daven mincha. There is a debate about this. You know, isn't necessarily just because you're Mekabel Shabbos, like, can a woman do a hafsek tara, you know, for that day? Or you know, if you forgot Sfiras Omer, you're Mekabel Shabbos, you forgot Sfiras Omer for that day, can you say, you know, for the previous day? There is such a question, but in the Chatechila we say you shouldn't daven after you're Mekabel Shabbos. So they allow you to make a tanai in this case. This is like some posts can say it's legitimate to make a tanai. I think it's the minhag. If a woman is running late,
if I do something like if I say good Shabbos to someone on my way to shul,
good Shabbos,
like, is that in a certain?
I don't think good Shabbos is.
I still say good Shabbos. People already.
People say there is a custom. Some people will say, and they say a kutan erev Shabbos. They don't want to mekabel Shabbos. They're choshesh that maybe good Shabbos is like Kavala Shabbos, but it's a strange chumrah. You know, the fashion says you say good Shabbos, it should be a good Shabbos. Right now it's Friday, and we still haven't done mincha yet, and it should be a good Shabbos. You know, people also say good to Erev Shabbos Friday morning. Nobody's been Kavala Shabbos Friday morning. You can't be Kavala Shabbos Friday morning. So it's just some.
I never knew that's what people say, good to Erev Shabbos. Right?
It seems like that's the.
They're just
pedantic. You know? Before, I was just always worried. Saying good Shabbos to someone, if it technically means, I've heard that from somewhere that is a certain way of accepting Shabbos.
There's a Rekiva Eger. Rekiva Eger says that in the Torah, you can make Kiddush v'dibur. Meaning the Rambam sounds like what does Kiddush mean? Does Kiddush mean, you know, you say a bracha Kaddish Shabbos, or you can just say Shabbos is special. Shabbos is a good Shabbos means like Shabbos is like a unique date, so maybe that would be considered Kiddush Min HaTorah. Maybe that would also be a Kavala Shabbos. It's a strange chash. I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody who says good Shabbos wants to be Kavala Shabbos.
The rest of like Zachar Tzim Shabbos?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just freestyle.
Sechiras Tvarim. Sechiras Tvarim, yeah.
And the takana to say it over food
later. Yeah, meaning Al Yain, we assume it's Rabbanan, I think. But the Pashas is you still need a bracha. You have a bracha Shem Kaddish or Shabbos. Meaning,
if someone's on a desert island and wants to make Kiddush.
Make Kiddush, right. So the Pashas davening would be make Kiddush. But it could be that even not davening, it would be. Veseder. The Bechara continues. V'yesh kol king al halachas gedolos v'amish ein kabbalah Shabbos tali bed lakas ner. Elvitz fils arvitz. Some argue, most Rishonim argue with halachas gedolos. They say that, no, you light candles, but it's still Friday. It's only Shabbos when you say Baruch Hu, or we'd say Mizmor Shir, or whatever the equivalent of Kabbalah Shabbos would be. Shkevich Amar Chazan Baruch Hu, Kol Porshin, Milachtin, Uldilin, Kevich Yisqil, Mizmor Shir, Lema Shabbos, Havik Baruch Hu, Ledidu. Says the Ramah, V'aminag, Sh'osa Isha, Madlekas, V'kabbalah Shabbos, V'adlaka. The women have the minag to Mekabbalah Shabbos, Im Lo Asha Tzne Tchil, unless she makes it tonight. Feel tonight, believe sagi. You don't have to say it explicitly. Even if b'machshav, it's enough. So when a woman knows that she has to go to drive to the mikveh, so then she's allowed to light, and drives to the mikveh because it's clear to her that she's not mekabel Shabbos in this case. But that's not shouldn't be a common practice. Men and women are independent in this regard. A woman is mekabel Shabbos through the hadlaka. The man can still do things. The ikra hadlaka, and they, like we said, they go to shul, they have a mincha, even though the wife lived. The ikra hadlaka tuli v'neirish v'adlikin al shulchan. The ikra hadlaka is by the table, because we mentioned last time that there's even oneg Shabbos. It seems like ideally you should light candles near the table. Other candles in the home, they didn't have electricity. We only had candles by the table. But they had a candle also, you know, near the bedroom, whatever. So that wouldn't be the Ikr Kabbalah Shabbos. That the hadlaka has to be nikkur, that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. So she shouldn't light it in a place that's not near anything, and then bring it near the table. Rather, she should light it in a place that is set up near the table. Some have a custom to light on the table. It's a little bit annoying in terms of changing the tablecloth and everything. So it's more prevalent today to have either a shelf, you know, or if it's near the kitchen, and there's an area in the kitchen table that you're not going to be necessarily clearing the table. So near the shayish, and that's they light candles over there. If the candles went out, so. It seems like Meikar Adin Yer Yotze, but it's probably appropriate that the husband would relight the candles if he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, in order that they should be nene from more. But something to say your chayiv. It's a question. It's a, here we say the Hanacha, you know, it's a Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Similar question by Ner Chanukah. So maybe it's appropriate that the husband relight them if they went out. But she shouldn't relight them because she was Mekabel Shabbos with them. So, okay.
Ruff?
Yes.
If you need the space where the Shabbos candles are lit, is there any way that you could be able to move them?
Yes. So there's a whole discussion in Hilchos Muksa in terms of basis. Does the table become a basis? So can you put something else on the? Let's say you have a silver tray and there's candlesticks on it. So you put a food item, you put a challah roll there. So the challah roll is more important for you on Shabbos than the candles, and therefore you'd be able to clear the whole thing. It's a whole discussion in Hilchos Muksa. But most people just avoid it. Once upon a time they didn't. I don't know, there's always, you know, they need to keep the challahs on the table before Shabbos in order that it shouldn't become a basis, you know, it's nikva by Benish Mashas. But like I said, I haven't seen that recently. You know, when I was a kid, I've seen places where they had the candles on the table, but it's not really done. Also for safety issues, because you don't want the candles to fall on the tablecloth, they're going to fire. People put it behind glass, mesuder, on a shelf. You know, they have a mitkan, and that's usually how people do it today. Okay.
I'm thinking like for us.
I'm losing you on the Zoom. You hear me, Josh? There's a little bit of a delay. Josh? I'm not sure, I can't hear you.
Maybe one. I think Chav put his question was, he's probably asking about the little apartments here in Gross.
Yeah.
Not so much space.
Not so space.
So, I'm not maybe moving them somehow. Maybe there'll be enough bandwidth for
an excellent
question.
Oh, yeah. Josh, you hear me? Yeah, we lost the question, but I hear you now. Josh?
Oh, you hear me now? Okay, my question was, I was asking about moving the moving candles. Because yes. For us, my wife generally lights on, like, the counter, like, in the back of it. But then by the end of the night, like, we have, like, dirty dishes there and whatever, pans, whatever, like, all the stuff that we use. So sometimes, like it would be helpful if we'd be able to just move the little candelabra to, like, somewhere else. Is there any way that would be allowed?
So I think... I'm not holding in this right now, but I think that if you had a tray under it and you put another object on the tray that was more valuable, and the question was more valuable, like the candlesticks are silver, they probably cost 1,000 shekel. You know, you have a roll, so it costs 5 shekel. So you have to don up and say, well, for me right now, the roll is more important. You have to like make an assumption that we consider the more important item, not in terms of objective value, in terms of importance for my usage right now. So if you make that assumption, and then it would be mutter to move the whole thing and move it somewhere else. I have to look it up. But I think that's the... If I'm correct, that's the law. Okay, let's move on to Simon Yud Aleph, Sif rather, Yud Aleph. V'af al pi shelo hispalo akal adayin im kodom yachm hispalo Shabbos. A person davids marav on their own. You mentioned there's a debate if lighting candles is the equivalent of Kabbalah Shabbos. Women are knowing the Kabbalah Shabbos through the lighting. But even men, if they daven Maariv, then it's Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't make a t'nai on when daven Maariv, it's not Shabbos. No, if you daven Maariv, it's Shabbos. Even if a man says, I'm not interested in Kabbalah Shabbos, the etzem davening of Shmona Esrei is considered a Kabbalah Shabbos by the tzibur, the Amiris Baruch Hu is a Kabbalah Shabbos, or Mizbor Shiro Yom HaShabbos. And by Yachid, it's Tefillah Shmona Esrei, and that's considered a Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay. Here, the Mechaber continues, Yud Beis, Im Rov HaKol Kivlo Lem Shabbos, Amiud Nishachi Akar Harem HaKorchem. If you have a one shul, and most people are davening in the shul, so then everybody is nigrar after the rov. This happens sometimes in most cities. It's not the case because they're early minyanim and they're late minyanim. But in the bungalow colonies, there's one minyan, so they make early Shabbos. So everybody has to keep early Shabbos if they meet early Shabbos. So the pashtus is that yes, Rov Akal Kivlo Lem Shabbos, Amiud Nishachi Akareim Al Korachim. Moshe Weinstein has a big chiddush. Moshe says that's only true if they're Mekabel Shabbos Hashem Mitzvah. Why are people Mekabel Shabbos in the summer? It's not the Hashem Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. They do it the Hashem because it's they more convenient. They don't want to stop. They want it's easier for the kids. They don't want to eat so late. It's not. So he says that's not the Hashem Mitzvah. It's not the Hashem Mitzvah. You can do your own thing. So he held that. So I think people rely on that if they're stuck. You know, if you show up late at a bungalow colony, you don't have to, like, you know, walk in. You could drive into the bungalow colony.
Is this also maybe connected to that idea? Isn't there some idea of, like, the halachic kahal? Like, there's an idea of, like, certain communities have, like, the status of a kahal if they have a certain.
There is a question. Let's say you have a minion in your basement. You know, there's a shul, and you have, you know, you just decide to make a minion. You know, a corona minion. So it could be doesn't count. I mean, it could be the call means like the base knesset, the community, and that if I have I'm making a simcha, so I want to make a late Shabbos. It's more convenient for me. So usually it's for carrots, but okay, whatever. It could be that it wouldn't count. It could be that you're nigra or achar rov. When I said you have multiple shuls, that means there's a shul that daven's late. But if there's no shul daven's late, you just have a bunch of neighbors that wanted to make a late meeting. That wouldn't be enough. Now, in terms of women, I mentioned before that a woman isn't nigra achar her husband, or a husband isn't nigra achar the wife. But Rav Moshe has a discussion if the woman can do malacha for her husband if he was Mekabel Shabbos. So the man is already Mekabel Shabbos, and the man goes to the early meeting. The woman is still getting ready at home, and she's still doing malacha. So the fashion says everybody's independent. So by the time the husband comes home for shul, she should light candles. But not she's not mechayev that after he says baruch hu, she shouldn't do malacha. Rav Moshe had a chiddush that he thought that the woman shouldn't do malacha for the man. It's Lagara from, you know, Shvisas Avdo or whatever. I don't know if that goes over so well today in terms of, you know, people like their independence. So I think bigger than we assume people are independent, but Rav Moshe has a chomer that she shouldn't have malacha for her husband after he was Mekabel Shabbos. Okay. Yud Gimel. Adam Shabbat le'ir ve'erev Shabbos u'kfar kibbalon she'ir aleim Shabbos alfa fisha dayin hayom gadol im hayu alav mo'os ha'shum chayfetz v'nichal lipol. So if you're in a city where there's only one minyan and they're Mekabel Shabbos, so even though the Oryam Gadol, you have to act as if you showed up on Shabbos with money in your pocket. You have to, you know, the dinim of Simen, Reish, Samech, Vav, of Mishayach Shechvaderech, and all that would apply. But like I said, I think people usually rely on the fact that the Tzibur is not Mekabel L'Shem Mitzvah. They're just Mekabel L'Shem Tosefes, even though it's a Chiddush Ramosha. But I think people rely on that if when it's Shazat Chag. That's my understanding. Okay.
Could it be potentially onesh?
I'm sorry, Josh. The Zoom connection is not so good. So I heard the beginning and then I got cut off. You want to try again?
Yeah. Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Do you think that it could be because of the Shem Oneg Shabbos that it could be itself like it, the kids will be tired, so it won't be like a nice Shabbos meal.
So you're saying it's really a Shem Mitzvah. It is a Shem Mitzvah. They want to have more Onog Shabbos. It's not that people are doing it because it's convenient. They're doing it because it's a Shem Mitzvah, and then Rav Moshe's head would fall away. Interesting. That's a good chumah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Based on that, you really should be mocking.
Phrasing it two totally different ways.
Yeah,
it's a hassle if the kids, you know, have to keep
right. Or you say no, it's kishmak. Right. But is it a kiyum in Shabbos or kiyum in chinuch habanim? Meaning, I don't know. You're saying.
Right.
You're saying even if
Josh was just talking about Anik Shabbos.
You're John Anik Shabbos. Yeah. Josh is. I hear what you're saying, Josh. I think the time of
kishmak, we'll all enjoy it.
Right. If that's the case. Then I hear. I have to see Rav Moshe inside to see what he says exactly. But it's interesting. Okay, your Dalit. Im v'yom amunam tala tzir v'chashfu shechashcha v'idliku neres v'tfal tzfilas arvi shel Shabbos. It was a cloudy day. It's before people had watches, before people had calendars. They didn't know what time Shabbos. They got dark. Oh, it's still Shabbos. They daven Maariv. V'achach nispasu aviv. Then the suddenly got sunny again. This is a special kula that the whole sea, we're not going to make the sea we're diving again. They davened early by mistake, so we're not going to make them diving again. It gives them after plag a mincha, so they're yotze. Right? So they davened after plag a mincha, it's like they made an early Shabbos. If an individual made a mistake, not a whole tzibur, he would have to daven Marav again, because it was a mistake. He thought it was already dark, and that's why he davened. The Mishmur says that's what a person who always davens late. If you anyway daven early, you know, some people are always davening early, so then they wouldn't have to daven again. But fundamentally, we have a din of Kabbalah Batos here. The Kabbalah Batos, is it really a Kabbalah? So they don't have to daven Maariv. What about Isra Malacha? Is it Shabbos for them? It's not Shabbos for them, right? Even though they don't have to daven Maariv again, it's not really Shabbos, and they can do Malacha. Which is interesting, yeah, for the Tzibur. The Shachach Paskin, though, if you lit candles, maybe it's different. V'yesh omrim she'osam she'idliku neiros. Some say if you lit candles, that's more of a Kabbalah. Okay, so it doesn't happen so much. Like I said, this din is really, you know, now that we have watches. Yeah. Okay. The Be'er Halacha here speaks about Tarti Desasre, the davening mincha late and marav early. So even though we don't like doing that ideally, but the evidence, if you did it, you're yotze. Meaning there's some shuls in America where they do like a seder. They always have, they don't have a plag, they have minyan at 6:30, it's mincha. Sometimes before plag, sometimes after plag. If it's after plag, you're doing mincha after plag and maariv before shkia. So it's tzaddik sasre. So nice, if you did it, you're yotze. And there's some people tell you that it's better to daven yechidus than to do that. Wow. And others will say, no, that's the minute. It's okay. To avid kamarav. Even the same day. Okay. Fine. Tezvav. Misha shaw, these palel, mincha erev Shabbos, achikidwa kal Shabbos, these palel mincha ozo beis knesset. Prison didn't daven mincha, he showed up, and they already said baruchu. They already said mizbashir. So you shouldn't daven mincha in the shul, even though it's daytime. So the Mechaber tells us here, even though a yachid is nigra achar kabbalas kahal, they can't do malacha, he can still have mincha. It's interesting. It touches on the point that was raised earlier in terms of a woman. Can she light candles and have mincha? So we're also into that. But here, if the sivur is kabbalas Shabbos, you shouldn't do malacha. Because don't have mincha, but just don't do it in shul, right? Don't do it in shul. Do it outside in the hallway because it's not nice. They're davening maariv and you're davening mincha. It doesn't seem to fit. Yes.
Would you technically be yotze davening the tzibur if you're davening mincha at the same time that they're davening maariv?
It's an interesting question. You're davening with a tzibur. You're davening a different tefillah than a tzibur. It happens sometimes Shabbos morning. A person could come to shul late. They're davening musaf, and you're davening chakras. The tefillah of a tzibur is not like the level of chiyuv. It's meaning like you're certainly yosi davening anyway. You know whether they get the mile of tefillah of a tzibur is a question. There's machlokas about that. But it's not such nafkamina lahalacha because either way you're yosi davening.
I'm just wondering if, like, it's been many times that I did chakras by myself for sure.
Okay.
And but also sometimes like that, like catching up mincha during Kabbalah Shabbos.
Right.
Would it be better to like do that outside?
I think that they didn't say boy kala, they didn't say mizmor shir yet. So no. I don't think that's the same.
No.
If they already said mizmor shir, then taka you should do it outside.
Right.
Outside.
Also, there's Makayim. There's like a few times in Eretz Yisrael, it's been borderline. You know, like, I got to shul, I could have done Shmoneh Esrei at the same time, but then I thought maybe I have to wait because of Duchening. Like, if I start that Shmoneh Esrei, I'm going to miss the Duchening.
Right.
So you don't understand. I said, okay, fine, so I'll just do the Shmoneh Esrei afterwards.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right thing to do either.
I mean, it's good that Duchening is a special mitzvah.
Yeah.
The thing is, you could also. Technically, you can duchen in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei if you get to the chazan with Ritzei. You can go up in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
Really?
People don't usually do this so much, but yeah, technically you could. Wow. But the problem is that when did you didn't start Baruch Hu, or you didn't start like Birkas Krishna, you just waited?
I mean, the times that it happens in different situations.
Right.
Like, sometimes you come in just at Shmoneh Esrei, sometimes you came in before and you tried to catch up, you know?
You should make sure that you don't miss Sofsman Tefillah, Sofsman Kriya Shema, those things, because they're probably better, because you could look at also by Musaf, meaning especially
the
Tefillah.
Sure.
So it's, okay.
There's a lot of Kayan guilt that I'm trying to understand. I don't know what I ever missed the
Duchening. Okay. Tess Vav Tess Zayin. Sorry. We just didn't finish Tesva. You show up late. You're not sure if you're going to make it. Meaning, even if you get there, you know, l'chadodi. And you want to daven mincha. By the time they finish the chadodi, they say mizmor shir, you'll still be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That's okay. However, hiskel behater. So you don't need to even if it's just a suffix, if you'll make it, you can still daven mincha inside. You don't have to leave. Fine. Yud zayin very nogea. Yesh omrim shemi shekiva al Shabbos kodem chashecha mutar lomar liyisrael chaver lasus lo malacha. Some say that if you were Mekabel Shabbos, you can ask another Jew to do Malacha for you. Even though there's Isra of Amir al-Akam on Shabbos. Shabbos itself, you can't ask a Goy to do Malacha. You certainly can't ask a Jew to do Malacha, that's also really Jew. But you can't ask a Goy to do Malacha unless, like I said, there's a Chola or whatever. There's reasons why we have Matir Amir al-Akam. But by and large, you're not allowed to ask a Goy to do Malacha on Shabbos. But an Erev Shabbos, it's only Shabbos because you made it Shabbos. So in Mela, you're allowed to ask another Jew to do Malacha. Very nogei halacha lemaisa. A person makabel Shabbos at home, a woman, she lit candles. She realizes the fridge light is off. So she can tell her husband directly, turn off the fridge lights. Because he wasn't makabel Shabbos yet. Even though for her it's Shabbos. Right? Yesh omrim, shemi shekiva olav Shabbos, konech hashecha, mutar lomad Yisrael, l'chavei lasus v'locha. Mutar lehenas v'osam v'locha v'shabbos. V'chol kei motzai Shabbos. Certainly on Mosei Shabbos, Mishum Acher Yisfal Mosei Shabbos, and Mamshik Sudasu Vilayla, Mutu Loma Lachavir Yisrael, Shekhar Yisfal, Vihim Zil Asus Malacha, Lahadik Neres, Lavashalo. So if a person, you know, the concept of Kabbalah Tzibur is by the beginning of Shabbos. By the end of Shabbos, let's say if you're in a place where they're going to keep Shabbos another hour, they're going to have a long Shalashuddis and singing, you want to leave. You're allowed to leave. There's no Chiyuv to go with the Tzibur Mosei Shabbos. And more than that, they're allowed to ask you to turn on the light. You daven Marev. They could say, oh, can you turn on the light? This issue comes up also in Yom Tov Sheni. People in Eretz Yisrael who are visiting from Chutz Laaretz, many of them keep Yom Tov Sheni. That's the standard psak, even though things have been changing now. People get a day and a half, they keep one day. The day different, there are different days about this. The standard psak was always keep 2 days. There are some poskim think that there's a suffix. So they keep a day and a half means that they don't do malacha, but they like daven chol. Like different, they're different. It means like a suffix. And then, in any case, there's a shaila. Can you ask an Israeli? You're keeping 2 days yontif. Can you ask an Israeli to turn on the light? So it's not exactly the same as Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, you didn't need to make Kabbalah Shabbos. You decided to make Kabbalah Shabbos. So we say that you're allowed to ask a Jew. Here, you're a Ben Chutzlaretz. Now, you could become an Israeli, but you're not an Israeli. Meaning, it's a different reality. It wasn't like a choice that you made. You chose to live there. Some poskim are concerned about this. Look at Minigas Meikel. People are Meikel with this. Even though I think Rav Moshe is Machmir and Shri Shabbos is going to be Machmir, but I think the Minig, there's still outside Mahakel and the Minigas Meikel. The people giving Yom Tovsheni ask Israelis to do Malacha on Shabbos. The passion is if they keep Yom Tovsheni, they should keep Yom Tovsheni. So Yom Tovsheni means all the things. Including Amira Lachara. But the Mice, I think that there are some Mahakel and the minutes we make. Okay. The Seder. Moving on to Siman Reish Samach Dalet. And the Mechaber tells us, Ein Osin Psila L'Ner Shal Shabbos. Bein Ner Shal Shulchan, Bein Ner Shal Madligi Papayis, V'dover Sha'ur Eino Nechazbo. You have to have Nera Shavis that are going to light well. We're concerned that if either the oil or the wick is not a Moshek the Shemen, so you're going to end up fidgeting with the candle and you violate the Izra of Havara. So the Mechaber begins telling us, most of these dinim aren't relevant because we have very good quality oils and wicks, but there are a couple of halakhas that are relevant, so we'll try to do this quickly. The Mechaber begins with the idea with the psilos. You have to have psilos that are good quality. If you try to, wool is not absorbent of water. Well, so if you make a wick out of wool, it's not going to light very well. Veseir, kiyotze, or hair. If you have flax that's already carded, ubeged sheish v'tzemer gefen, cotton, canvas, that's good. It's good to make cotton wicks, right? Cotton wicks absorb, so you should make a good quality wick. The Rama says, v'mihidlik v'tvar ma'asurim also l'shtamish l'oro. You shouldn't use binana, because we're concerned it's going to be nana, and it's not going to work, and you're going to come to fidget with it. V'yishroim v'yish ner acher v'tvar ma'amutarim mutu l'shtamish l'oro acherim. So as long as you have one good candle, it'll be like a hecker to remind you not to be matter for the other. Chayin davish efshar below ze ner muter laso filo etzal ner zacherim. So Shabbos is a hakel with the effort. Okay, so if you have something, if it's something that you could do with the you didn't even need the candle, so you're not going to have to fidget with it because you don't need like to read. That's already something
that's canavos is a read.
Canvas.
Oh,
canavos. What is that? Mishmur says Efshel Hachmer, Nachal Hachmer, the Canabos. Tzemer Geffen is cotton. I can tell you. In any case, Lemaisa, this doesn't happen so much. Most of us use regular wicks, and the wicks they sell in the store work well. That's why they sell them. If they didn't sell, they didn't work well. They wouldn't. Nobody would buy them. And once upon a time, you used what you had, and then there's this issue comes up. Okay, Bays, Karach Davarsh Vidakim Vitikva Davarsh Ainavadikal. You took cotton, which is good, and you took wool that's not good, and you put it together. If you wanted to make a thicker wick, so you wanted the tzemer to be a wick, a tzemer is not good. If you want to just hold it up, they didn't have like the usually have these like pieces of metal that hold up the wicks. So you took a piece of wool and used that to hold up the cotton wick. So your ikar kavana is for the cotton wick, and the wool is just there to hold up the cotton. Then it's mutter because you're not really using it as a wick; you're using it as something to support the wick. Seder. Mitam zeh mutter lech kaktav shemati bal gavi gam yokash kidei shlitem sil vashish vashashis. Nozin gargar shel melech grish al pool al pioneer ba'ar shabbos grish dolek yafeh b'shav. I'm not exactly sure how that works. So apparently, the salt made it light better. Okay, Gimel. Ein madlik der Shabbos el shemen. Just like you need a good wick, so too you need a good oil. You need shemen hanimshach. Achav silo fikach ein madlik bezefes l'beshayiv v'lo shemen haosim v'tzamir gefen v'lo ba'alia v'lo v'chelev. Not only, even if it lights well, but if it smells, you're not going to want to be by the table. It smells. And the whole point is to have the meal by the table with the candles. So if it smells, you're going to leave. It's very sweet smelling oil. You might come to take some of it. Taking oil from the candle is a violation of mechaveh because you're causing it to extinguish it early. It'll burn less time. So these are mishnayos we read on Friday night when we read Elo V'Madlikin. So these are the dinim of what you use. Fine. Dalid afil nosim at shemen zayis b'shvanim elush ein mishachim as mishachim ein madlikin behem. So you can't just put a little bit of shemen zayis, which is good oil, into pasul oil. That doesn't help. If it's rov, that would be different. If it's rov, then maybe we'll talk a light better. But just if you put ma'at shemen zayis, it's still usher out of concern that you're going to have fidget with the candle when it doesn't burn properly. Hey, chelav v'hutach v'karvi dogim im v'naki v'hen v'nosem ma'at achashmanim shemen ligim mutra ligan v'hen. So chelav v'hutach is just a gzeira atu enu v'hutach. So here, if you put a little shemen zayis, a little regular oil in, so that would already be mutter. Fine. V'avis v'nogea, shar kol ashmanim chutz v'elu v'ligim v'hen v'kol makom shemen zayis mitzvah n'mufkar. So the Mechaber tells us that shemen zayis is a mitzvah n'mufkar. The question is that true today? Today, we all remember what it's like at Hanukkah. So shemen, our wax probably burns better than oil. So some people follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They say, listen, shemen zayis is in the Mishnah. Shemen zayis is best. The question is that really true? So by Hanukkah, there's like an added element that's zecher l'nes. So even though our wax candles probably burn better than the shemen, but there's zecher l'nes, so people usually use oil as a hiddur. Additionally, there's a hiddur that you can usually fill up more oil. Candles have a certain shear, but the oil can add a little more, you get a bigger clean. You can probably get a bigger candle too. In any case, by comes near Shabbos, there are some women who want to have tafka shem and zayis, and if they want it, that's wonderful. But there are women who hold, the poskim who claim that there's really no hiddur b'zonas zeh for shem and zayis, and that you can use wax. I saw they now sell candles that are made of shemen zayis. Yeah. So you can have your cake and eat it too. I don't know what it really adds, but okay, it's an experience. Shemen zayis, apparently some people don't like the smell of paraffin burning, so it's shemen zayis, it's a quality. When it comes to Hanukkah, there's a shayla that counts, because it wasn't like the can, it's not like 100%, usually it's like 95%, they add something to it to make it... Congealed. So some say that's not Zecher L'Neis. Zecher L'Neis is like Dumi the Mikdash. This one isn't Dumi the Mikdash. It is Dumi the Mikdash. Back and forth. Okay. It's hard to know exactly. It's all a question of Hiddur. Fine. L'Maisa, wax certainly is something that lights clearly, and it's a good wick and a good substance. And you're certainly Yotzei with wax. And maybe it's even more Mahudur than olive oil. If there's a concern that the olive oil might go out. It's interesting that the poskim don't say, well, today we should just light with electric lights, because that's even better than wax. It's the wind, you open the door, it's windy, it's not going to go out. But that's because there's a whole discussion about using electric lights for near Shabbos, certainly in terms of the heker of the adding the ambiance of, the creating the aura of a candlelit dinner. You don't have that, and you have lights all week, so you don't really feel it. So the poskim say that you don't need shemen zayis, you can use wax, but we don't hold the chatchila you should use electric lights. But let's talk about that soon. Well, let's talk about it right now. Lamaisa, there are different types of electric lights. They have what's known as an incandescent light bulb. Once upon a time, there was like a little filament that got hot. That process is an iser of mavir. Mavir is like you heat up the metal. And that certainly you can use for Nero Shabbos. The pashtus is you should say a bracha. They say Ramosha said you shouldn't say a bracha, but the pashtus is you can say a bracha. Then they had the fluorescence. Fluorescent is like a little starter, a little spark, but then like the gas burns. And today, most people use LED, LED, which doesn't even have a starter. So in hospitals or in places where you can't light, so you're at a hotel, so you want to light in your room, so they don't let you light with candles. So you could light downstairs, you know, most women do that. If they do it in the charocha, that's great, but often they make you light in the lobby, so it's nishtahir, nishtahir. So the advice is most women light there. But there are posts who will tell you, no, light in your room with electric lights. It's more mahudr. So if you have a little plug-in electric light with an incandescent, that's the best. But in many places, people don't have that. It's hard even to find them anymore because they're not efficient based on electricity. So people like LED lights. So there are posts who hold that you can even say about LED lights. It's a machlokas. But I saw the name of Rabbi Yashiv. I think he was probably Nifri before they even developed it, but it was equivalent of, you know, fluorescence. He said, you don't need, I mean, some folks would say, oh, it's Lahadlik, it's on a Maisa Havlaka, and it's on a Nair. So how can you say Lahadlik, Nair Shal Shabbos, if it's, if, but they say the whole point is Shal Abayi, so it gives you light. So my, Mali, that there's a shame Nair. Do you really need a shame Nair? A shame Havlaka? You turn it on, it's called a Havlaka, shine. So it seems like, there are poskim who are concerned about this, and they tell you, do it without a bracha. But many people like saying a bracha. You know, they feel like without a bracha, it's not really a mitzvah. So, lemaisa, it's probably better to if you have an incandescent light bulb. If you don't have an incandescent light bulb, you certainly should light it, l'shem mitzvah. And some poskim will tell you that you can even say a bracha. I think based on the Ashiv, you can even say a bracha in that case. Okay. Let's just see if we finish this. Simon, Karach Zefes Zayin, Karach Zefes Ashayv Alchelav Srif Silam Tzlikim Bahem. So even though we said you shouldn't use some of these substances, but if it's just a little bit on the side, that's okay. Ches Madlik Tzarech Shlehadlik Rov Mashiyotzim and Apsila. Interesting halacha. You have to, if you're just using a match, leave the match on the wick for a second or two until it starts lighting on its own. So most of the wick has been begun. Rov mashayotzim and apsila. It shouldn't be. So some. So the question is: is this ma'akev? Is this just a hider? Some folks can maybe question it's ma'akev. It's a chiddush, but it's better that the woman keeps her hand on the wick for 2-3 seconds till it actually is rov of the psila is lit. Also true in Hilchos Chanukah. Exactly. Olam Eileh. Okay. Tess, Ein Tzarech Lahavav Apsila, Perish Ina, Hiv Yipol Davar, Sheina Nisraf Lagamre, Imlo Gamlo Kayam Lagamre. Mikol Makom Nahagul Hadlik Apsila Kaboza Kadel Shitiyem Chrachas Vyokas Ba'ur Yaf. I think we mentioned this last time that I grew up, my father would light the candles for my mother, Allah Shalom, and then she would blow them out. That was like a minhag that started, like, you know, in Europe when it was like, if you like Hanukkah candles, right? The Hanukkah, they used to, so till it catches, it takes a second. So you want, if you already lit if you light the yesterday's, you know, if you don't switch your wicks, sometimes it's easier to use yesterday's wick. So it's already absorbed with oil, and so that was the minhag. Today with wax candles, that for carrots, if you light them, it's harder because usually there's like wax on the wick. So the first time you light it, it's easier. So it's, the minhag I think today is not to do that anymore. Some people still have that practice. They still, you know, certainly the man should be involved in the mitzvah setting up the candles. Fine. Emadlikim v'smartutin afilu v'chorachin. If it's not going to catch, the smartutin are b'loy b'gdei pishtan. So it's very hard for the light. Even if you lit them yesterday, it's hard for the light, so you don't do them. Okay, so we'll stop now. Enjoy the chasana, Josh, and the kol tov.